First of all, we have Jeff Tomczak. He is he's from here, right here in Georgia. He's went to Kennesaw State University, got a master's degree from Harvard. We're not going to hold that against you. you served as political director for both Governor Perdue and Zaxby Chanless. His day job is running a Georgia Public Relations Director, or here he is, the Georgia Public Relations Director for State Farm Insurance, and he's running for first vice chair for the Georgia Republican Party. Justin, thanks for being with us.
Ty, great to be with you all in your audience. Thanks, man.
Oh, my pleasure. Tell me this. What got you into politics to begin with?
It was growing up in the D.C. area. My dad's a minister, and we were very active in the pro-life movement, and as I got older and got involved in student government, I saw some of the positive changes we were able to make on campus at the student level. And so it really sparked that interest, and I've stayed involved actively ever since.
What's it like being a conservative Republican that's pro-life at Harvard?
I was definitely in the minority.
Yeah, I would imagine that you were.
But we had a very active yet small Republican chapter up there, and I met some very good individuals, some of whom have actually gone on to elected offices around the country since then.
How about that? Well, for our listeners, tell what makes you the most qualified for the job of first vice chair within the GOP?
Well, if you look at my background, which is the last 8 years, I've spent more or less full-time working on political campaigns at the grassroots level, helping to see good folks elected to office. I think I bring that experience to the table. I also bring a work ethic that is I'm a tireless worker. I really believe in setting the goals and then going out and achieving that task that is in front of you to make sure we put good people in office. The guys I'm running against, I'm friends with them. I've got nothing but positive things to say about them.
Good for you.
But, at this point, we need a real worker who's going to roll up his sleeves and get the job done.
Well, with that being said, tell me what your goals are for the upcoming election, should you get that post.
Well, I've got a 6-point action plan, which if we had all afternoon, I'd go through. But the first part of that action plan is what I'm calling my Adopt a Swing State program. Here in Georgia, we are a strong red state, and we are going to be a red state again this presidential cycle. We've got really what I see as a surplus of grassroots and conservative energy that we can take that energy, pick a state that's really up for grabs in 2012, and do all that we can to swing that state into the Republican column and make sure that Barack Obama is only a one-term president.
Yeah, speaking of Barack Obama, you want to weigh in on the budget he submitted the other day?
Yeah, it's a great issue. I think it's really, this issue is providing a wonderful opportunity for our Republican leadership to step forward and be bold and really work to get this nation's fiscal house back in order. We have strayed so far from it. Unfortunately, not just under Barack Obama, but under some of the previous administrations that have not been willing to roll up their sleeves and go to work. It's exciting to see folks like Paul Ryan, out there leading that charge.
Isn't it?
That says, we've got to get this in order.
No question. Back to Georgia. I couldn't help but do that. Back to Georgia just a second. Tell me your position on illegal aliens, and you hear about the farming community. As soon as we start working on that, they're up in arms saying we need the workers. Sure. Tell me where you are there.
Well, I think first and foremost, we've got to secure our borders, and then we've got to enforce the laws that are on the books. We are a nation of laws. We were founded upon it. My grandparents came to this country as children from Poland. That's where I got my great last name of Tomczak. But they came here legally. And that's the folks that are here need to be here legally. They need to go through the process. And that is what we need to do. We've got open borders right now. And it's really scary if you look at all of the lawlessness that's going on just south of the border with the drug wars in Mexico. I mean, we have got to do everything we can to shut down that border and know who's coming into this country and why they're coming. And then for the folks that want to come into this country for the right reasons, we need to enable them to do that. But it needs to be legal and documented.
You know, I agree. You know, I'm not so sure what part of illegal alien people don't understand. I don't get that.
Exactly.
But moving on here, for the Republican Party, how does the GOP actually recruit candidates to run? How is that all done?
Well, it's a process, and we'll work with the elected officials who are already in place, and then you kind of look to your farm team and say, who are the folks that have been solid conservatives that have done a good job. Some have held lower elected office. Some are just leaders within their community, having never run before, but who would be good candidates. And then it's the role of the GOP primary voters to elect, you know, the nominees for the party. It's not really the role of the state party to pick and choose between Republican candidates. That's the role of the general public, and the party, the state party, should facilitate that process and help those candidates get out around the state, get their message out, and then let the voters decide who they want to represent them in the November elections.
You know, something you said just a few minutes ago, and I wanted to follow up if we have time, and we do have a minute or two here. The Adopt a State program. Tell me about that.
Well, I think, like, if you look just south of Georgia into Florida, that's a state that's gone back and forth. It was thrilling to see Marco Rubio elected down there this past cycle.
It was.
But we know with Barack Obama on the ballot, it's going to be a tough race. And I think a state like Florida could really benefit from Republican grassroots activists here in Georgia who say, we're going to reach out to Republicans and independents and swing voters down in Florida and encourage them to come out and support common sense conservative candidates and to vote Republican in 2012. I think that's something through technology that we're going to be able to do through our College Republican network. We have thousands of College Republicans here in Georgia who could be deployed down to Florida for kind of a strike force weekend where they go out and knock on doors and help turn out that vote. That's really what is the swing state project that I'm proposing.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, folks want to get involved, want to know more about you. They want to get involved with the Georgia GOP. Do you have a website they can go to find out more about you and the Georgia GOP?
Yes, sir, I do. It's grassrootsinaction.com, grassrootsinaction.com. And then primary campaign tool, I'm on Facebook, Justin Tomczak, that last name spelled T-O-M-C-Z-A-K. Look me up, add me on Facebook. We keep everybody updated on the happenings of the campaign every day. And I just appreciate any and all support and folks' prayers as we go, not just into my election in May, but really into this 2012 election cycle. There's so much at stake. And there's so much opportunity, so I'll leave it at that, Ty.
Well, Justin, we appreciate your efforts for our listeners. What we're going to do is we'll put a link on our website, the Ty J. Young Show website, directly to your website. And can we do the Facebook page too, David?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we'll do both those two things, Justin, so folks can find out more about you.
Wonderful. Well, you guys keep up the good work and call on me anytime.
Will do. Thanks for being with us, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.